You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Red Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Well, that's an amazing story. It gives us hope because, you know, I just lost a friend recently who did not believe in Jesus, and but he was a giver. He acted more like a Christian than a lot of Christians I know, and he was always giving.
Amen. To the
American Red Cross. He was always volunteering to Salvation Army, American Red Cross. I mean, just all kinds. Just a giver in life, and you know, I believe that.
Yeah.
God can reveal himself the last minute. I remember there was a story. You want to hear a cool story? There was this Jewish guy who's in bed dying. He's in a coma. And this friend goes to see him and says, the parents, the family's outside. And they said, you can go see him, but no proselytizing. That you don't talk to him. You can just go in and see him, you know, or whatever. No preaching. So he goes into the room, and his friend's in a coma, and he holds his friend's hand. And so he secretly is praying, you know, to God. Suddenly his Jewish friend sits up in bed and says, not Barabbas, but this man. Not Barabbas, but this man. And fell backwards and died. And if anybody knows, it was the crowd out there that... that Pontius Pilate said, well, once a year, you're allowed to pick someone to live and someone to die. And you can either pick Barabbas to live or this man. And the crowd yelled out, we want Barabbas, Barabbas. And so Jesus was the one to be crucified. And so this guy sits up in bed and says, not Barabbas, but this man, and fell back dead. Is that amazing?
Wow.
Yeah, well, it's about as loud as you're...
There's a scripture
go ahead.
There's a scripture that says every knee shall bow, every tongue confess.
Yeah.
Whenever I think of the story of my dad or think of other people at the last second, or there was a kid that did some terrible things and anyway, I always think of that scripture. It's like God gives me that scripture, and it's like he says, Kay, don't you think that I have the love that I want everyone in heaven with me? And don't you think that I will give them one more opportunity? Doesn't mean like you live like a, you know, a crazy person all your life and then wait till the last minute and say, oops, I'm sorry. What it means to me is that God he's watching everything. He doesn't want people to go to hell. He wants that opportunity to say to them, I give you this one last chance. What do you say? You know?
I think, I want you to know, you said your father would secretly watch Billy Graham, but never talked about his faith or anything. And I want you to know that I've had this show for 28 years, and when I was first starting out, I don't know, within the first 10 years, I said to the Lord, I prayed and said, if you don't give me Billy Graham as an interview, then I'm not going to believe that you were involved in all of this. Well, anyway, one thing leads to another, and favor with his publicity guy, and I ended up meeting Billy Graham. And I will tell you this, I want everybody listening to know this, he was the most humblest, loving person. I mean, I've yet to meet a man who had the humility. Now, maybe I'm foisting, you know, the fact of fawning over him because of his, you know, his closeness to the Lord, but he really exuded the humility. If you ever noticed, he never condemned people from the pulpit. He lovingly led people to the Savior. And I just want people to know that the Spirit of God was so strong. What I don't understand is how come Billy Graham had such humility so early in life? Because, God has given me the ability to see pride and arrogance, which I disdain and have contempt for. Do you know the Bible says that even a proud look is an abomination in the nostrils of God. A proud look. I went into a coffee shop. I'm up in Vermont right now, and I went into a coffee shop yesterday, the day before, and there was this very well-groomed young lady, I don't know, maybe in her 50s, but she had a prestige vehicle outside, which she got out of, and she walked almost like if somebody could curtly walk or arrogantly walk. She strutted in to get her coffee, and I was standing there, and I was almost so angry, I just wish I could have found some reason just to knock her down a loop or two. And then she just strutted out, and I was like, it's so ugly to see arrogance on people, particularly a lack of humility. And look, if you meet a man who's over 60 and he hasn't learned some humility, he hasn't experienced any brokenness and doesn't understand the power. I mean, it's just such an ugly thing. And we're all bound up, and people don't realize the secret to joy is in servanthood. The greater we serve each other, it's like dignity. I got this thing about dignity lately, and it's like the moment that I give you dignity, I dignify myself. I can't demand dignity, but by actually giving dignity, by holding the door open for you at the post office, you know, sometimes somebody goes, well, you're a gentleman and a scholar, and that feels really good. But, you know, my stepfather, Ben, Gentle Ben, he would hold the door for men as well as women, very gracious. Well, when you do that, you know, we all need to get back to a place of dignity. You know, one thing, people are looking for power. You know, they read books like The Power of Positive Thinking, or You Can Have the Power to Do This, or The Power to Do That, or Anthony Robbins, I'll Give You Power. We all have power. You don't need to have a penny in your pocket. Everybody has the power to validate someone else. And you can be walking down the street, and I don't care if you see a rich man or a poor man, but if you give them a smile, you might make their day. If you validate them and let, you know, and then when you give that dignity, you get that dignity. I think Jesus wants us to do that. I'll never forget Mother Teresa. She'd taken this man out of the street in Calcutta, and he had worms growing in his skin. And she put him on these beautiful white sheets, linen sheets, and it took her 6 hours to pull the worms out. And some man said, why do you bother to do this? He's going to die very soon. And she said, because he will die with dignity. And the man died the next day, but he died with dignity. And that was a big lesson to me from Mother Teresa, you know? Yeah. So listen, the title of your book, by the way, we're talking with Cahill, who, as we've had this interview, I want to meet you like in the worst way. Her title of her book is Beyond the Hidden Veil of Shame, One Woman's Post-Abortion Journey to a Settled and Peaceful Heart. It has just been made into a major motion picture. You just got off the set last week, right?
Yes, right. Just yesterday I flew home.
Okay, so you're back in Michigan now?
I am.
Okay. So, you're going to be coming out. Now, did you shoot this down in Florida? Where was this? Where did you shoot the movie?
We shot it out in West Virginia.
Oh, in West Virginia.
Yeah. And it's beautiful, beautiful country there.
Well, if you get up in the high areas there, of course, it's a little cooler in the summer. Was it terribly humid, or did you have some respite from the heat?
It wasn't bad. It was very much like we have here at home. It wasn't bad. It was, they get some torrential rains out there, though. They're pretty impressive rains.
So any idea of when your movie will be released to the public?
No, I don't know. I would... If I were guessing, I would say December, January.
Okay, now if there's a woman listening to this broadcast and you've had an abortion, or if you know someone who has had an abortion, maybe you could order this book for them. It's called Beyond the Hidden Veil of Shame by Kay Hill. And by the way, if you want to check out Kay's ministry, you can go to is it cahill.org or cahill.com?
No, it's actually Hall, H-A-L-L.
So my eyes are going. Okay, so it's Kay Hall. Actually, you know, when you make a mistake on air, it actually works to your advantage because people hear the wrong thing and you have to correct it. Then they remember it much better.
Amen.
One time,
good job. You did that on purpose.
Actually, it's a good strategy. When I was younger, I had this restaurant advertising with me.
Good job.
And this restaurant was advertising with me, and I gave the wrong address, and they got a multitude of phone calls. Well, they stayed with me for 13, 14 years because they knew the advertising worked so well because so many people complained that I gave out the wrong address.
that's good.
Romans 8:28, all things work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose. Now, I want to talk with you more about your seminars in the future. Maybe there's a way we could have you give a seminar down in Florida. And I could participate with you.
That'd be
that.
Awesome. I'd love that.
I can't wait to see your motion picture. And you're very kind to spend this time with us, and we have yet to meet face-to-face, and I hope we can arrange that. If you come to Florida again and you don't look me up, my feelings will be hurt, okay?
Oh, I certainly will. I'll come and see you for sure.
Okay. So it's beyond the hidden veil of shame, one woman's post-abortion journey to a settled and peaceful heart, and it's not Kay Hill, it's Kay Hall. K-H-A-L-L. Well, listen.
That's right. Thank you.
Thank you, and God bless you, Kay.
Oh, thank you so much, and God bless your ministry as well.
Now, is there anything final you want to say? Was I remiss in asking you anything that you would like to tell the public?
Remember these three words: forgiveness, grace, and redemption.
Sounds like that's the title of your next book.
Oh, boy. I think about writing a book about how to make a movie, but I don't know that much about it. So anyway, thank you. Thank you so much, Rhett. I truly appreciate you.
All right. You too. You too. God bless you. Beyond the hidden veil of shame. Thank you, Kay. Mm-hmm. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, all righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
Is Alzheimer's or dementia affecting your loved ones? Alzheimer's Treatment Centers of America has a dedicated team of experts that actually treat these terrible diseases. They have over 50 tools to address root causes of cognitive decline. In the study of the protocol they use, 75% of patients had no further decline in their mild cognitive impairment. Alzheimer's Treatment Centers of America is now open in Port St. Lucie, online at ATCA.ai or phone 772-298-4477.
Jesus, I am thirsty.